Welcome to episode one of Coffee with the Coens.
We're Danielle and Britt, the sisters behind Curated Interiors Atelier. Welcome to Coffee with the Coens, a half hour of strong coffee and talks of moody interiors. Okay, let's start off. Why did we start this podcast?
Well, I like coffee.
And I like Coens. Which is us.
We're talking about why we started Coffee with the Coens. I'm still sticking with the fact that I like coffee.
Okay, well, we both have a really deep love for interior design.
Well, that too.
And I think that that helps with what we do. Because
we do interior design.
Right. And we like to drink coffee, and we have the last name Coen, so it all just kind of comes together. So focusing on moody interiors versus just interiors in general, I feel like is important for us because we're darker souled people. We like darker things. We gravitate toward the macabre. We like edgier things, and we're able to mix that with femininity.
And we like black. Except our coffee. We like it really light.
That's true. It's basically cream with like
a little bit of coffee.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
We're focusing on moody interiors because that's what speaks to us. Just like whoever's trying to design their own space should work with what speaks for them.
I mean, you should see what we're wearing right now. I'm wearing a Fleetwood Mac t-shirt. Danielle's wearing a Skull sweatshirt. And that's just what we walk around in all the time. So it should reflect who you are as a person, what you enjoy.
I mean, even the microphone I got for this is black. I could have gotten a white one, but I chose black. I love that. I'm getting that in.
So right now, it's a little rough.
So let's get into it. Let's talk about the number one reason people regret their decorating decisions and how to fix it.
So I think that people really get sucked into trends, which has been talked about many, many times before. Mm. We're not the first people to ever bring it up. But I think that people get so caught up in what's trending versus what they actually love that all of a sudden they look around their house and they're like, this doesn't feel like my house. It feels like a Pinterest page or something to post on Instagram. And one of the things that I often think about when I'm decorating my house is if the internet completely went away tomorrow, if social media disappeared tomorrow, and I'm walking through the halls of my house, what am I going to look at? Do I like what I see? Or is it more like, oh, well, I saw 30 accounts yesterday that posted this exact candle or this exact chair or this lamp, and all of a sudden I'm stuck with these pieces that I don't like because I'm constantly being influenced by people. Well, I guess influencers, but just, yeah, you could say it's influencers, but I mean, just everyday regular people, because everyone is influencing each other to go after the same five pieces, and then everyone has it, and it's fine if that's what you like.
Right, if that's actually what you like.
Right, if you like it, it's okay. But if all of a sudden you're looking around your house and you're like, why do I have that? Mm-hmm. Why did I spend $350 on that when I could have invested that money into something else?
Exactly. We call them placeholders. Like, our mother is notorious for having placeholders. She's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just get this in the meantime. Once I can afford what I really want, then I'll get it then. So she's just throwing money away instead of like either saving it or getting a dupe or something, you know, something that she would actually enjoy. Right. She's like, oh, okay, I can afford this now. So let me just get this $25 coffee table.
And then it falls apart. And it's like, well, what happened? And it's like, well, it was a $25 coffee table and it fell apart.
And then she ends up getting what she wanted in the first place.
Right. But it takes a long time to get there. And initially, she could have just invested in the piece that she wanted. But I feel like a lot of people have this self-doubt. Like, if you put, let's say, $500 toward a really nice armchair. Oh, there must be something wrong with me. Why would I want a $500 armchair? Meanwhile, you go to Target or Walmart or some other place that's selling things that can be just as pricey, But because you're seeing it over and over and over again on your Instagram feed or TikTok or something, you're like, oh, I need that, versus something that you actually have maybe wanted for a really long time.
Yes. Just kind of like how when I got my first apartment, I got it because it was, you know, exactly what the internet told me I wanted. It had the quartz countertops, it had the white shaker cabinets, it had this rustic accent fireplace, it had modern handrails, high ceilings, all these things. And I really went into this mid-century modern feel, and it just wasn't me. At the end of it, it just didn't feel like home.
Yeah.
And it was haunted.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. I mean, apart from the fact that it was haunted, I mean, it didn't feel like Danielle, but it felt like the idea of what Danielle wanted, because for years she was talking about this exact place. And when she found this apartment, I remember feeling so happy for her because of that. And I remember when you moved in, you were like, oh yeah, this is so great, I'm so happy, first apartment, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to spend time there. And I was like, yeah. Why? And at first, I don't even think you really knew why.
I didn't. It was this off feeling.
Yeah.
And, like, I used it as a storage unit. I stayed at mom's for a year, and I paid my rent to keep my furniture there.
That's right. That's right. I mean, all I know is my husband, Joe, and I stayed there for, like, one night, and it just wasn't homey. It was haunted. Yeah. It was haunted, but it didn't feel homey. And you tried your best. It had nothing to do with even your style. It was just the fact that the apartment was the way that it was.
It was too perfect.
Yeah.
It was too perfect, too modern for me.
Yeah.
The only thing I liked from the place was, unironically, the dark floors.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was about it. I mean, there are so many times, I mean, I haven't done this with necessarily a place to live, but I've done this with pieces of furniture. I mean, I've gone through probably about 6 or 7 couches since my husband and I got married in 2015, and it's been a lot of couches. Like,
you've had a lot of couches?
A lot of couches. The first couches we had were these really high back, tufted charcoal gray couches.
It was, I remember those. I hated them.
They were, I don't even understand where I found them, why I found them, the purpose. I don't know. I was like, I gotta have these. They look so cool.
I think you were trying to go for like kind of your style now. It's like, it's, Regal's not the right word, but it's more along those lines of like,
maybe like French?
Yeah, like French.
Like a French.
That's what you were going for. Slightly, but those just, gothic. It was not. Yeah. It was not.
It wasn't it. No. And we had those for years, and it wasn't working. And then we went and we got this really cheap couch from Wayfair. And I'm not knocking Wayfair. I have most of the things in my house, I would say, that like have lasted now are from Wayfair.
Yeah, Wayfair's great.
Wayfair is wonderful. The issue is I didn't do research on this couch. And at the time, we had a 1-year-old, I believe. And he was just getting into things. But the thing is, it shouldn't have happened the way it happened. The couch completely disintegrated. I mean, the whole seat just like ripped apart. Like stem to sternum ripped apart. The legs came off. I don't even understand how that happened. We had it less than 6 months, and then we finally got a West Elm couch that we loved, but that got ruined pretty quickly too because it was leather and we had a toddler.
Right. You weren't buying furniture that suited your lifestyle. It was more of just the style itself.
And guess what? Where do you think I saw that couch a million times? Instagram. It was this mid-century modern, gorgeous camel leather, beautiful, sorry, not camel leather, camel colored leather couch. And I mean, I still love the couch. It's beautiful. It just, again, wasn't for not only our lifestyle, but the taste. It was like, am I really doing mid-century modern because I want to do it? Or is it because that's what's trending right now?
Right. And trends, they're not bad. They can lead you in the right direction and, you know, you can get ideas and stuff.
But it could also introduce you to a whole new style and it makes you feel like, wow, this is the one for me. Mm-hmm. Like right now, organic modern is having a moment. And I know, like, so many of us, Danielle and I, are taking part in this trend. I mean, you know, lots of earthenware. I mean, my business, Studio 13, a lot of what I'm selling and promoting is within that trend, I guess you could say. It has, like, an earthy, organic feel for the modern home. But there's something very lived in about it. The materials used are long-lasting. Mm-hmm. So you have brass, and you have marble, and you have all these different types of stones, and it's really beautiful. Now, if you're not into that initially, again, it'll be a trend for you, but for someone like me, for someone like Danielle, we're really sticking with it. We really, really like that.
Also, I think that a lot of pieces like that, they do fit in with a lot of different styles.
That's true.
So, like, if you decide one day you like mid-century modern, it fits in that. If you decide the next day you want to do like a French Gothic, it fits in with that too.
Yeah. The issue with certain styles that are very, very particular is the whole thing has to be a specific type of style. And if you don't like it, all of a sudden everything feels off.
I think that's the problem a lot of people have as well, is that they're like, oh, okay, this is my style, so I can't deviate from it for any accessories, any, you know, like, I feel like if you want a certain style, maybe you should go with the main pieces with that specific style you like, but then people just get so wrapped up into it, and they're like, oh, okay, even the small frame on the top of my mantle has to fit in exactly with it.
Right. Pretty much the details of a space should feel like you, but it should also be able to grow with you. So if you're spending money on every single thing you see because it's being chucked at you from every angle because it's available, all of a sudden next season something else comes out and you need that and you need the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So really, it comes down to what actually speaks to you versus, well, what are these big brands trying to get me to buy because they're just trying to sell more stuff?
And that's everything.
I mean, yeah, it's not just, I mean, that literally is everything. And we're living in a very, you know, consumer heavy society.
Right. That's the problem, because everyone's just trying to sell.
Right.
And then we're like, oh, okay, what's the next thing to buy?
Right. But, you know, Danielle and I, we go thrifting and antiquing a lot. So what's great about that is it's sustainable. It's, well, depending where you go, it can be a little more expensive. Yeah. But it makes you really think about a piece. Like, if you cannot stop thinking about that beautiful art piece you found and you leave that store, you know someone's going to snatch that up if you don't get it because it's beautiful. But let's say it's really expensive. But you can go to Target and get a $25 piece of artwork that is, you know, mass manufactured. You see a ton of people having it. It's like, oh, we all have the same art piece and we're all going to donate it to Goodwill next year.
Exactly.
So.
And, you know, that's like, you know this. I literally live by that. We're like, it's like, if I go somewhere and I see something that I really like and I can't get it out of my head and I wake up in the morning and I'm still thinking about it, I gotta go get it.
Yep. I'm that same way. There's a mirror right now that I've had in my mind for, what, a month?
I've had that mirror in my mind for you.
It's this gorgeous mirror. I don't even know where I'd put it. Actually, I might put it right here in my bedroom. That's where we're recording this. It's so beautiful and I can't get it out of my head. I hope it's still available. It is $300. I don't have $300 to spend right now. But let's say in the future I do, and that's something that I really want. Guess what? I'm gonna get it.
She's going back.
I'm going She's to getting get it. It. I'm getting it. And let's say I can't get that mirror, but I find one that's pretty similar and it's the same quality. I would do that. Yep. If I'm going to get something though that's less quality, because it's cheaper. It's just not gonna work. And that's the issue. It goes back to settling for things. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, I'm going to have a placeholder. I'd rather just not have anything. That's just my personality. Yeah. I would rather have a blank wall than fill it up with crap.
Yeah, I'd rather wait to get the piece that I really want.
Yeah.
Something that's perfect than just have something that, like you said before, that I'm just going to donate to Goodwill.
Right.
You know?
Right. I mean, so there's that viral anthropology mirror. It's the primrose. It's
the best mirror that's ever been created in the entire creation of, like, of the
modern
world.
Of, like, modern day stuff to buy. Mm-hmm. We've had these mirrors in our lives
for I've had two of them.
I know. And I have the smaller version. I have the bigger version. And I love them so much. And I know a lot of people do. I know a lot of people, they regret buying it because they really didn't like it. I wanted that mirror years before I got it. It was something that I thought about constantly. I was like, when I get my first place, I'm gonna get that mirror. And guess what? I've had that mirror now for what, 6 years?
Yeah.
I love it. It's the focal point of my living room. It makes me so happy.
She got that mirror. My mother got that mirror.
I got that mirror.
Twice.
I mean, it's just, it's so beautiful. It's so big. Like, anytime a mover has moved it for us, they'll be like, oh, it's the mirror to Narnia. And we're like, well, yeah. I mean, it's this big thing. It's huge, but it has, like, this beautiful ornate French detailing. It has this old world charm to it without it being old.
That's the thing. I think it has that feel, like a vintagey vibe.
Without it being
vintage.
Right. And it weighs, I think, 175 pounds. The fact that I even know how much it weighs, like, it might be up to 200.
Yes, I think it's up to 200.
It's, like, up to 200, but, like, I feel like you can't find something that light.
No, and nothing like that. That's the thing with, like, the dupes of the anthropology mirror. It's, like, you could tell the quality's not there. It's definitely not 200 pounds.
No. I mean, so, like, on one hand, like, if you look at actual antiques, they're super heavy.
Yeah.
Like, they're usually really heavy because the quality is there.
Right.
Then when you look at the dupes of things that are made to be really nice, but, like, you find the lesser quality, it's so flimsy.
And it's so flimsy. Like, the gold they use, you could tell it's just going to flake off in 3 months.
Are you kidding? Sometimes I'll go into, like, Hobby Lobby.
It's already
on my hand. Yeah. Like, it's already there. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So it really just depends on what you're willing to do. And there's nothing wrong with getting things like that if that's what you want.
If that's actually what you want.
Right.
But if you're like, I need that anthropology primrose mirror.
Right.
You know, just you hold off just a little bit. Wait for a sale, you know?
Yeah, they have really
they
great
do.
Sales,
They do. They have.
The
like, a lot of the times I look at, because I look at that mirror often, even though I already have it.
You're so weird.
I know. Well, what? If I'm in anthropology, I just like to check up on it.
Okay. I mean, they have it in black.
They do have it in black.
They have it in black.
But they have sales on it every once in a while where you get a few hundred dollars off. And
it's a big deal.
It is.
It is, especially because they charge you for shipping. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing. And
or if like for like holidays and birthdays, you're like, hey, guys, just get me a $25 Anthropologie gift card.
Yep.
Save them.
Seriously. I mean, that's what my husband does with his Apple gift cards.
He saves them all, yeah.
He does. And then by the end of it, he's like, guess what we're getting? And I'm like, don't even tell me.
We're getting
like,
a MacBook.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So, but like, you can have all, like, if you really want something, there are ways. There are ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might take a long time, but I'm telling you, when you get that piece, it's worth it. Yep. It's like you are, it's like they say money can't buy happiness, but I feel like that was created by someone that had a lot of money and didn't know what to do with it, because I'm telling you, mm-hmm. like when you get to purchase something that you have been wanting for the longest time, it feels so nice.
It does. You
get to just admire it, and it's beautiful.
That's the thing. It's I always say, making your home the way you want it is a quality of life thing. It's not just, oh, I'm just gonna decorate and yeah, I'll be here and I'll enjoy looking at some stuff every once in a while, or I'll enjoy sitting on my couch. It's quality of life. It's for your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we lived in me and my husband and my son, we lived in an undecorated home for almost 5 years. Like, when I say undecorated, I mean it was pretty much undecorated. Like, we went to my mom's house for a week and we came back home and we thought we'd been robbed. I'm not even joking. For a moment, my stomach dropped and I was like, where'd all our stuff go? And then I was like, wait.
I didn't have stuff.
We didn't have stuff. Like, it was so empty. Like, my house is such a Frankenstein giant house. There's four quadrants, literally, to my house. And it's just this massive living space. And it's not that every inch has to be filled up, because it doesn't. But being able to see it come to life over the past, I want to say, year and a half has been really nice, because now each room has its own little personality. It has beautiful items. Some of them are trendy. Some of them are trendy, but most of it is extremely intentional. And the stuff that's trendy, it's honestly like candles, throw pillows, little things that you can find here or there. I'm not investing in large pieces and going, ooh, it's trendy. Right. Like, I don't want that. Because they're the bigger pieces. Yeah. They have to be, like, it's like building around it. Mm-hmm. The foundation are, like, the couches and the coffee table and all those things that you're surrounding yourself with. You can switch out the coffee table books. You can switch out your candles. You can switch out your incense holders.
Right, but you're not going to switch out your sofa.
No, but although for a while I was doing that.
Right, true.
I mean...
I guess you could.
Look, if you have the budget, by all means, go for it. But most of us don't have that kind of budget. So, you know, we can't afford to spend ridiculous amounts of money on couches. So, you know, a couch, a bed, a table, chairs, things that really are investment pieces, things that speak to you. I personally wouldn't go the trendy route. I would go for what really speaks to you, to your core, what you've liked for a long time, what you can see yourself, your family living in, if you have pets. I mean, I have a pug. Danielle has a pug. A
lot of hair.
Lots of slobber. Mm-hmm. Lots of nastiness.
And that's just from her kid.
Oh my God.
No, shut but it's up. Important. It's important to to focus.
He's not that bad, okay? He's not that bad.
It's important to focus on function and your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And to really hone in on that to get things started. Because you can't go like Brittany did and get these faux leather couches when she has a child that, you know, is spilling things all the time, or a dog that's peeing on everything.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You have to think about your lifestyle, even the embarrassing stuff. I mean, people don't want to admit that, oh yeah, my dog crapped on the carpet. It's like, but you know what? It happens.
It's gonna happen.
You clean it up, but it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. It's like, you want to sort of live in a place that looks unlived in while living in it. But it's that back and forth of, like, what do? Do you live in a house? I don't want to say do you let it live you, but sort of, like, do you let it control you, or do you control your house? So you need to also have pieces where it's not controlling you. Now, okay, I'll give an example. I have these two beautiful couches right now in my living room. There are these gorgeous, lush, rich, dark chocolate velvet couches.
You could just eat them.
I'm obsessed with them. Yeah. Now, here's the issue. My dog's hair is on them.
All the time.
All the time. So one of the things that we've made part of our life now is every day we take a lint roller and we lint roll it. It's actually one of my kids' chores now. Like, he actually lint rolls the couches. It's part of his thing. I wouldn't consider that the couch is necessarily controlling me, because it's something that I've wanted so badly.
Right. So, like, there are certain things where if you want something so bad, what are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to add another chore to your list on top of the dishes and the laundry and just general cleaning? Are you willing to do what Brittany's doing, like, having her kid literal.
Hey, I do it too sometimes.
So maybe the thing is that we should all have more kids.
Right, of course.
And give them more chores.
Of course, yeah. Or just, you know, teach the pugs how to do stuff because they're lazy. I mean, they don't really do anything. Like their little tails could hold the lint roller brush.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cute. But basically, I could see people going, well, your couch is controlling you because before you didn't have this task because it wasn't showing up on your other couch, and isn't that more complicated? Yes, but it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make because I enjoy the couches. Now, if it was a different scenario where I didn't enjoy the couches and they were a burden in my life,
it just wouldn't be worth it.
It wouldn't be worth it. And I'd be really annoyed, and I would hate the couches. I would hate every single thing about my living room. I mean, I had these nasty pink couches for 2.5 years.
I knew they were going to go.
The color was different online. Okay. I even ordered a swatch, people. I ordered a swatch. It was different when it arrived. It was like this pinkish, almost purplish color, and it really did not go with my style. And anyone that follows me on Instagram knows that that is not my style.
I also felt bad for your husband. I was like, this poor man, he don't like pink.
No. But you know what? See, Joe, he likes brown. And now I love brown.
I remember when you first met and you were like, Joseph, no brown.
Well, it's also because, okay, the brown I grew up with was like...
doo-doo brown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the only... there was no depth. No. There was no texture. Mm-mm. There was no nothing. It was just brown.
Yep.
Brown. So I was like, that's not the type of brown I want. And then for me, I was just like this black and white girl where it's like every single thing has to be black and white. But then I kind of started feeling like Cruella de Vil. And I didn't like that.
Yeah, you started acting like her too.
What is your problem today? Oh my God. Relax.
What is the topic we're on? I don't know. We're just talking. It doesn't even matter. That's what it's going to be. We're just going to talk.
So you're probably wondering how this ties in with our business.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too.
Why?
Tell us, Brittany, how does doo-doo brown tie into Curated Interiors Atelier?
Well, Danielle, it doesn't. That doesn't. But like finding these beautiful brown tones and moody tones, black, gray. I mean, there are a lot of tones that are moody. As long as they're darker in color, you can have color in your house. It doesn't have to just be brown and black and white and brass and silver. Like, it can be a variation of different hues.
Burnt, if you will.
Right, burnt, I guess you could say. Like, everything is just dark. But I think people are so afraid to go dark because they don't know how to go dark. Like, I had this accent wall in my dining room for 5 years. People gave me such crap for it when I posted it the very first time. You're not going to like your black accent wall. You're going to get so tired of it. I never got tired of it.
I remember that. That was ridiculous.
People
online are ridiculous.
They are so opinionated. And for what?
It's like, well, you don't want a black wall? That's fine. You don't paint a black wall. I know. I wanted a black wall.
I was like, black is beautiful.
Meanwhile, you love the black wall so much, you decided to paint your floor to ceiling
entirely dark brown.
Yeah.
Now I know brown isn't black.
It's really dark brown.
But it's a really, really dark, rich brown, and it is so beautiful and it's calming, and that's the reason why I chose brown versus the black. I did not get tired of the black. I have black in that room, which I'm sure people would be like, "What? How can you have black and brown?" Believe me, it works. It's calming. Works very well. It's beautiful. I love being in there. And I think people are afraid to go dark because they don't know how to mix more dark.
Mm-hmm. And what I like to do is I always, when I'm getting ready to decorate something or a space in my place, Dr. Seuss. I like to make a mood board. I like to see it, you know, I can picture it in my head, but I like to see it physically. So I make a mood board. I make like a little mock-up of it. It really helps to see it. And a lot of people I feel like are like, they don't have the vision. So I feel like a mood board helps. And maybe that's why a lot of people do gravitate toward, you know, sticking with trends, because that's what's being posted. That's what they physically see.
Right. Versus what they see for themselves.
Right.
Right.
So they can't picture exactly what they want, and they're too scared to make that move without physically seeing a Pinterest board or, you know, something on Instagram, something that somebody's already done.
Our mom always says, I don't know how you girls do this. I don't know how you come up with things without seeing it physically there. I mean, right now we're helping her with her current apartment. And the whole thing was just done based off of what we've seen. With mood boards, without mood boards. And certain things can be replaced when, you know, I mean, that's where we come in with our services, by the way. Just plugging in part of what we do to help clients. Why not? But we're able to help people. And some of it doesn't have to be permanent, where it's like, oh, you see that little candle sitting on the coffee table? That's the candle you have to get.
You have to get that candle and keep it forever.
Right, and keep it right there, and you can never use it because, you know, it has to stay there forever. You have to get 55 of those candles, and that's what you have to use. I think people sometimes they get really stuck, which is sad because they don't need to be so, like, caught up and like, oh my gosh, I need it to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I need it to be perfect. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to live within the imperfection. It's okay to watch your space evolve. It's okay that you evolve as a person, because as life happens, things change.
You change, your style changes. That one little candle, you might not like it in
right.
a year.
Right, you might not like it. I mean, there have been even, and I keep bringing up candles because I am a candle girl.
Oh, we love candles. I have a candle closet. She has a candle cabinet.
I mean, I am obsessed with candles. We're both obsessed. And I sell beautiful candles. I love candles so much, but there are certain styles or scents where I'm like, I've had enough of you. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. You can outgrow things. It's fine. And then there are things that you might never grow out of because you really love it that much. Yeah. And that's also okay.
And I think people, they get so caught up in the fact that they think that they have to keep these things forever that they're too scared to make the move to get something, or like paint colors. You know, I mean, for the DIYers out there like myself, you know, it's easy. You know, you paint a wall. If you don't like it, you can repaint it. Like, I get paint. If you hire somebody out to paint, it gets expensive. But at the end of the day, it's just a color. You know, you can repaint it.
You can. It's not permanent. It doesn't have to be permanent. And I think it can be really intimidating for some people. And again, that's where we come in and we help people, because some of the choices, maybe you need a little help.
Yeah, a little bit of help. I mean, like, part of our digital portfolio that we send has a color story in it, you know, just to keep everything cohesive.
So I think we've touched upon many things.
Yeah, we kind of like went all over the place. I don't know. That's probably how all these podcasts are going to go. We're just going to go all over the place. We might talk about Doodoo Brown one day and and Yellow Pea the next. Who knows?
Who knows? But I think the overall thing that we're trying to get across is that your style is your own. You have to be willing to admit what your style is to yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing. Like, people, they get, like, embarrassed.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah. Because if it doesn't fit in with the current trend, it's like, oh, do I say what I like, or do I just go with what everybody else is doing?
Right. And that can be hard, because we all want to believe that we're not part of the crowd. But unfortunately, you know, there are certain things where you find yourself moving to the same beat of someone else's drum, and you're like, I don't even know how I ended up here with this, like, lavender something and this and that, and it doesn't even make sense for you. But at the end of the day, you have to stay true to who you are, because, look, it's your money. Number one, you're earning that money. It is your money.
It's your money. It's your space that you're coming home to after a long day that you want to relax.
Mm-hmm. And like we said before, let's say social media completely vanished right this second. What would you actually come home to? Would it be a home that feels like you? Or would it be a home that feels like 50 other people's homes that you saw online? Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Or that you saw in the aisles of Walmart or Target. And again, there's nothing wrong with those things. I have many things in my house. Danielle and I both have things from big box stores in our homes. The ultimate thing is what feels like you versus what feels like everyone else, and you're trying to convince yourself that that is you. And that's also what we're here for. We're here to help people really find their style and to encourage them to be that person that they want to be and that they want their home to be. And if that is someone that is very trendy and that's what they want to do, that's also okay.
And if, you know, your space doesn't feel like you, that's what we're here for. We offer a free initial consultation. You know, shameless plug. but it's free, you know?
It is free.
So, it's free. So, yeah. And follow us on Instagram, Curated Interiors Atelier. And let us know some of your trend regrets. I'm curious to hear what you guys have done that just, you know, didn't work for you.
Yeah.
God knows we got a lot of those, mm-hmm. So.
Big, small, medium. Terrible choices. Just let us know, and then maybe on the next episode we'll touch upon that.
Yeah. We'll see. This one was all over the place, so.
It really was.
Yeah, the next one's also going to be all over the place. I'm a psychic, so. Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us. Hope you drank some coffee with us. And
we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye. How does one talk?
I don't know, but I can cut everything out.
Okay.